This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
On News World Podcast, we're celebrating America's 250th birthday, and I ask my guests how they're spending their 4th of July. Brett Baer.
I will be working. I'll be in Washington because it's a big, big day.
Jared Isaacman.
I plan to be flying in an F-5 fighter jet painted in Freedom 250 colors along with four other fighter jets flying over the nation's capital.
Listen to News World on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday, it's hump day. Put a smile on your face. You have crested the hump, the peak of the week, and it's all downhill from here, especially in New York City. We're going to discuss New York City briefly. It's going to be more of a broad topic about America in general, about the university system, about foreigners, immigration, legal, illegal. We're going to have a long talk about that because of what happened last night in the Democrat primary in New York City. We're going to discuss leaks inside of the federal government because I had a talk with a U.S. senator today that was revealing. And so we'll discuss these leaks. They're leaking to the media. We'll discuss guys getting arrested for tearing up pride flags, Democrat AGs coordinating to go after Donald Trump. And I'm going to do a ton of emails, and there's a bunch of history stuff in the emails, and I'm just kind of in the mood. I'm going to be frank with you. It's just you and me talking. I'm kind of burnt out on politics this week. I got so burnt out on the Israel-Iran stuff. And this topic we're about to discuss about politics and foreigners, and it might be heavy. I mean, I don't know, which button is my heavy? They messed up my soundboard now, but it's as heavy as 10 boxes. Just know that it's as heavy as 10 boxes. It's going to be heavy here in the opening, and I don't want to do that the whole show. So we're going to do a lot of emails because you have all kinds of questions all over the place. All that and so much more coming up on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, in case you've been in a closet for the last 24 hours, it's time to come out of that closet. I wish I'd put that differently, but you understand exactly what I'm saying. It's time to wake up and pay attention to what happened in New York City because this actually affects the entire United States of America. Last night, in the Democrat primary, Zohran Mamdani, he won the Democrat primary of New York, in New York City. That makes him the likely next mayor of New York City. I say likely because keep in mind, the current mayor of New York City is Eric Adams. He is not, from what I understand from my New York friends, extremely unpopular. The city is fairly happy with him. He left the Democrat Party and he's running as an independent. There is a chance, if things go right, that he can edge out this Mamdani guy. So don't think that it's already over, that it's done. But we have an uphill battle to climb. And I have all kinds of emails today about this whole thing. People were upset. New Yorkers are upset. People in Idaho are upset. People were upset at the idea of a brand new American citizen, an open communist. He's an open, admitted socialist, I believe. An American foreigner taking over our greatest city and doing to it what they've done to London. I mean, how many times have you and I discussed it? I don't do a lot of foreign talk, but you're aware of London. You're aware of the situation in the UK. And we look over and we're mortified by that. And we're facing that here. And I don't want it. I hate it. And I have a bunch of emails, but like this one, Jesse, could Trump use the Communist Control Act of 1954 to get rid of Mamdani? Okay. We'll set the act aside for a moment. I've got to talk to you about something. It's going to sound unrelated, but it's not. So just stay with me. I was getting in some pretty good shape over the last few months, lifting weights a lot more, cutting down on the carbs, more eggs, less toast, that kind of thing. Nothing crazy. I'm not op here, but just getting in better shape, getting tightened up. For a variety of reasons, I have every excuse in the world. Over the last 2 weeks, I've been an ugly fat pig. No workouts, stuff in my face with everything I could get my hands on. This morning, get up, brush my teeth. I'm sitting there in my boxer shorts, looking in the mirror, and well, it wasn't great. It wasn't what I wanted. I'll put it to you that way. Definitely got a, you know, got a little belly going. It wasn't great. Now, is it the mirror? Was it the mirror that was the problem? Maybe boxer shorts. Was it the boxer shorts? Do I just need a different fit? No. The mirror was presenting an accurate reflection of me. And that hurt. It was painful. That's not what I wanted my reflection to be. But just because it's not what I wanted doesn't make it any less accurate. Maybe that's what New York City is now. And this goes way beyond New York City, from district after district, city after city, house district after house district. That's what I meant by district. Oftentimes, state after state in the United States of America. We look at these open, dirty communists taking over huge, important parts of our country. And we're angry, and we're horrified, and we want it to stop. We want a solution. We want, can he use the Immigration Act? Shouldn't we kick Ilhan Omar out of Congress? We can't have it. But maybe that's who we are now. In some places, not every place. I'm not saying we're lost as a country, so don't take it in that way. But I heard a lot of people, a lot of lamentations over the past 24 hours after this New York primary. And I actually saw somebody, I won't give out their names, I like this person. Somebody said, well, that's not who New Yorkers are. New Yorkers, they love the NYPD, and New Yorkers are the... Really? Is that true? I know that's what you may want to be true. I know, at least in my mind, I want New York City to be this hardworking, fast-paced, hard-nosed place, but appreciate the boys in blue. Like, that's what I want. I know that's what everybody listening to me on WOR right now in New York City wants. I know that's what you want. Look, I want a six-pack. But maybe that's not reality. Maybe, for a variety of reasons that we are about to discuss, maybe the people who horrify us that are in charge of American politics in a lot of ways now, maybe they're an accurate reflection of who and what we are. Ilhan Omar should represent her district in Minneapolis. Maybe Mamdani. Maybe he's the perfect mayor for New York City. Maybe Gavin Newsom. Maybe he is California. He's an accurate reflection of what California wants. The solution is not to dig up a Communist Control Act from decades ago. The solution for me and my tubby belly is not to break the mirror and go buy a new one. The solution is to find the root of the problem and attack that. Now, we don't like that because that takes a longer amount of time. It takes a lot more effort. And these problems can oftentimes seem so large, too large for us, too large for you, too large for me. I can't fix it. I want to walk in right now to California, and I want to fix it. Because I love California, as I've told you. I've spent so much time there. I was in the Marine Corps there. I have so many friends there. It's freaking paradise. And me, I just want to take charge and fix it. I want to fix New York. I want to fix Connecticut, beautiful state. I want to fix Chicago. I want to fix... But I don't have that power, and neither do you. These problems seem too large for us. And so we want someone to have that power, or we want some sort of a quick fix. But that's not how life works in any way. Not when you're too fat, not when your city's gone full commie. That's not how life works. How life works is the good things, the truly, truly great things you can achieve or obtain in life are always difficult. And they almost always take time and effort. They're not fast. You want lasting weight loss? Be in shape? Oh, I know you can go get a shot now and this and that. I know that. The only way I'll ever keep this little Buddha belly off permanently is to improve my eating habits and work out more. If we want to stop this country being taken over by these savages, which is currently happening right now, we have to identify and attack the root of the problem. So what is the root of the problem? Let's talk about that next. Before we talk about that, speaking of New York City, speaking of the NYPD, who helps when an NYPD officer is assassinated in his car? Who helps the family left behind? Just happened not too long ago, you remember. Wife, kid, left behind. Who helped? Tunnel to Towers is who helped. No, they can't bring dad back. They can't bring back your loved one who died in Afghanistan. They can't do that. Nobody can. But they can help ease the financial burden by paying off your house, paying off your mortgage. Man, on top of all the other pain and anguish when you lose somebody, the financial anguish, the financial stress that comes with it. Man, anybody who's ever lost anybody close to them knows that's part of it. You don't like to talk about it, but that's part of it. What are we going to do? Tunnel to Towers is out there doing it every single day with our help, with your help and my help. And all they've ever asked for is $11 a month. Go to T2T.org. Sign up to give 11 bucks a month. T2T.org. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday, reminding you that you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday, which is coming soon. You can email all those to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, we don't like that savages are being elected to America's political offices. We look around and we're mortified that Adam Schiff is in office, that Ilhan Omar is in office, that Jasmine Crockett. We're mortified at this freaking guy is probably going to be the next mayor of New York City.
Grocery prices are out of control. The cost of eggs and milk has skyrocketed. Some stores are even using dynamic pricing, jacking up the cost over the course of a day, depending on what they can get away with. It doesn't need to be this way. I'm Zahran Mamdani, and as mayor, I will create a network of city-owned grocery stores. It's like a public option for produce. We will redirect city funds from corporate supermarkets to city-owned grocery stores.
We want this to stop. How do we stop it? Well, there are two things, two main reasons why this happens. The first is domestic, and let's start there. I talked to somebody because I've been doing a bunch of, I'll call it research, but I've been doing some digging on this Mamdani candidate. Where did he actually come from? Because everyone knows by now, born in Uganda, and he's a Muslim and all this. So what's his drive? What is his thing? Is he an Islamic fundamentalist, or what is he? Somebody very familiar with him told me something that is amazing. Do you know where this man really got radicalized? Wasn't in Uganda. wasn't in a mosque somewhere. He got radicalized at a college in Maine, America's university system. Pol Pot. You know who Pol Pot is? Most people do. Anyone who listens to this show knows Pol Pot, but Pol Pot, the communist dictator who took over Cambodia and then proceeded to kill a larger percentage of his countrymen than any other dictator in history. Pol Pot killed 25% of his country. Mao didn't even do that. Stalin didn't, and nobody came close to that. 25% of his country gone. Where did Pol Pot learn that kind of communism? Where was it? Did he go over to China? Did he go over to China and learn it from Mao? Did he learn it in Cambodia? Maybe they had some secret communist training camp? No. He went to college. Not in America this time. This was in Paris. Pol Pot learned about the greatness of communism in Paris. College. Got with some communist groups. Brought that communism back to Cambodia. And slaughtered 25% of his own country. The university system in the United States of America, it's not just left, it's not a liberal, it's not biased. It is a clear and present danger to the United States of America. We send our students, and remember, when we talk about a university, let's just be frank about this. Universities aren't really for people like me. I mean, more of a blue-collar working class. I'm a construction guy. I come from a construction family. I'm not supposed to be really in a university. I'm supposed to be somewhere else. I'm supposed to be in a ditch, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not complaining about it. I don't hate my life. I love my life. Now I do media for a living, but that universities aren't for me. They're for smart people. Universities are for people who want to go on to be doctors and businessmen and lawyers and accountants and things like that. So the people who go to our university system and then graduate from our university system, they will have a more influential place in our society than people like me. They just will, because they will rise to high society in ways that people like me won't. I'm not complaining. That's the way it is. That's the way of the world. It's okay. But think about how damaging it is for a country to take your institution, because that's what our university system is. It's an institution that trains America's future leaders. That's what it is. To allow your institution to be taken over by people who hate the very country where the institution exists, and more importantly, train future generations about how evil America is. You can't survive long-term as a country like that. You can't survive if America's leaders get filtered through the dirty jockstrap of America's university system. The water ain't gonna taste good. That's just the bottom line. We cannot survive long-term as long as our best and brightest, I shouldn't say best, our brightest kids who are gonna go on to be leaders are taught to hate the country for 4 years. No country can survive that. We have to dig into this a little bit more. We have to talk about what we should do. But the first part about what we should do is most definitely this. We have to acknowledge this is a huge problem. And I know that kind of sounds simple because you're sitting there saying, well, yeah, everybody knows it's a problem. No. I'm not talking a run-of-the-mill problem. I'm talking about what I just said. A clear and present danger to the United States of America. Every single poll out there shows the longer you spend on college campus, the more likely it is you will become a communist. And the longer you spend on college campus, the more radical of a communist you will be. You'll be way more of a communist after 8 years than you were after four. No country in history could survive educating its elite to hate the country. And that is where we are. And we have to talk about it. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
This is Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House and a proud American citizen. I'm celebrating America's 250th birthday on my podcast, Newt's World, with 15 special episodes. And I've got some great guests. Walter Isaacson, Jonathan Turley, Brett Baer.
I will be working because it's a big, big day. I'll be in Washington and have all kinds of coverage through the day of America 250.
Rachel Compass Duffy.
There's nothing like American music. We're the home of rock and roll. We're the home of rap. We're the home of pop music.
Eric Metaxas. Jared Isaacman.
I plan to be flying an F-5 fighter jet painted in Freedom 250 colors along with four other fighter jets flying over the nation's capital.
The story of the national anthem and the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Join me and let's celebrate America's 250. Listen to Newt's World on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
2026 marks the 250th anniversary of America. The soul of this country is found in the stories of those who defended it. I'm J.R. Martinez, a U.S. Army veteran. I know that true valor isn't just a word. It's a choice made in a split second. That's why I'm honored to bring you a brand new season of Medal of Honor Stories of Courage from Pushkin Industries and iHeart Podcast. You'll fly into the heart of a rescue mission with Air Force pilot James Fleming in Vietnam.
I'm going to put you out in the middle of hell. If you have to come home, I'll bring you home. That's my duty. It's my honor.
We'll also travel back to 1926 to witness Richard Byrd's historic flight over the North Pole. These are more than just stories of combat. They are testaments to leadership, community, and the human spirit. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. So we're discussing the two major things, the two major reasons we have animals holding political office in this country. In many states, virtually every state has them. Various colors, various religions. There's no consistency there, but how do we have America-hating savages holding critical positions of power across this country? The first thing we're discussing right now is the university system. I think the Ottoman Empire, we've discussed this before, but you know what a harem is. Obviously, I'm not going to go into the non-family-friendly portions of what a harem is, but in the Ottoman Empire, the harem was more than just a place for the king to enjoy himself. The harem was itself a training ground for future kings. Sultans, I'm sorry, but I'm just going to call them kings to make it easier. It was the training ground. When you went to the harem, you received an education. This is how you handle finances. They will teach you how to speak multiple languages. They will teach you how to do combat. It was the training ground of the elite of the Ottoman Empire, and not just the sultans, right? If you were one of the high society types who were going to be leaders of the Ottoman Empire, they would want to put you through the harem. You go through intense training to make sure you love your country and you are ready to lead it. You are tough, you are smart, you are strong. They will put you through that. Now imagine how long the Ottoman Empire would have lasted if the people who ran that harem and the people who ran the training taught every single future sultan and governor and leader that the Ottoman Empire sucks. This place sucks. This place is evil. This place is horrible. We should burn it down. That's what America's university system teaches your 18-year-old that you're paying $25,000 a year to educate. We wonder why a place like New York City, when you break down the demographics and you look at it and you see the people who made less than $50,000, they picked Andrew Cuomo yesterday in New York City. Did you know that? The poor people, the black neighborhoods, they picked Andrew Cuomo yesterday. You know who picked Mandani? Foreigners and educated, highly, highly educated, the high society types If you went to college, if you have graduated from a university and you live in New York City, you almost undoubtedly walked into the voting booth and voted for the guy who hates the United States of America, hates capitalism, hates everything decent about this country. Why did you vote for him? Because you feel the same way. Why do you feel the same way? Because you were taught it in school. We have to attack the university system. It either has to change or it has to be burnt down. Legally, remember, legally, please don't burn down any universities. Don't break the law. Right? But it has to change or it has to be burnt down because that is a true national security threat. And this brings up an interesting discussion, and it's a worthwhile discussion to have, of how should a country handle educating its students about the country itself, about its history. For instance, like we've been talking more and more about Japan because it's a country that I'm fascinated by and you have all kinds of questions. In fact, someone has an email question about Japan tonight, which we'll get to in a little bit. But the question is, there is a lot of controversy today about Japan's education system. And the question is what they do okay? So what do they do? Well, they teach their students that Japan is awesome. It's taught in Japan. Japan does not put their K through 12 students in their system. They don't put their K through 12 system students through a system of Japan really sucks. Hey, let's list all the crappy things about Japan. You know how bad this country sucks? In fact, they go so far the opposite way that to this day, it is an international source of controversy because Japan will hardly spend any time at all on any of the bad things Japan has done in the past. Hardly any time at all. They teach their students that Japan is freaking awesome. There are, you know how I told you I want to go on a World War II in the Pacific tour? And I was nerding out on one when I was in the World War II museum. I didn't go on it, obviously, but they have a Japanese one. And I was just going through the itinerary, dreaming, right? One day, dreaming. And I'm going through the itinerary of this thing. And they have all these different museums in mainland Japan, World War II museums. Now, Japan in World War II, they might have been worse than the Nazis. You know that. They were fighting a racial superiority war, just like the Nazis did, and doing things that, I mean, even made some of the Nazis blush. Japan was quite the evil empire in World War II, by any stretch. They have a bunch of museums over there, and they talk about the greatness of Japan in World War II. Did you know that? How hard they fought, how great they did. And that's controversial, because people say, well, that's not accurate. Okay. I'll hear that argument, very understandable argument. But if you wanted to ensure the strength of your country, if you wanted to ensure that your country has a strong future, do you think it would be more beneficial to A, have a population taught that the country's great, or B, have the population taught that the country sucks? Because we do exactly the opposite here in our education system. This is not universal, so don't email me. I'm a history teacher, and I don't do that. I get that. Please stay a history teacher and keep teaching real history. American students are taught that America is slavery and the slaughter of the Native Americans and segregation, of course. That's what Americans are taught about America. Evil, racist, sexist, genocidal, year after year after year after year after year. Americans are put through an education system that teaches them this country sucks. I bet you if you're listening to the sound of my voice right now, I bet you think Andrew Jackson was a bad guy. Andrew Jackson was a freaking lion. That type of man built this country, fighting in the American Revolution when he's 14 years old. The dude was a lion. Even in, quote, good schools, private schools, kids are taught that Andrew Jackson sucks. Trail of tears, that's all they can say about Andrew Jackson. Japan does it the opposite way. Why are the streets clean in Japan? Why do things run more smoothly in a lot of ways in Japan? They don't have a population full of people, young or old, who hate themselves and hate their country. In New York City, We have a whole bunch of college-educated people that went down to the polls and gleefully voted for the guy who hates this country because they feel the exact same way and they were taught it in our university system. We cannot survive like that. The GOP still funds the university system. You know how many universities in this country receive your money, taxpayer money? Taxpayer money goes to the university system that teaches young kids that America sucks. Did you know that? We still have large GOP donors allegedly on our side who write gigantic checks to the most evil communist universities in this country. We can't even get our donors to stop funding these things. It's not just the left that funds these things. You do, and I do. They exist on taxpayer money in a variety of ways. Surely we can do that, right? Well, of course, that would take brains and some sort of a strategy. All right, that's the university system. Let's address the other aspect of all this. And of course, this will be offensive. And remember, if you're offended, I don't care. At least you can get an IQ sense and cook your meat right every single time. Sound like a plan? You know, a wireless cooking thermometer, a wireless meat thermometer, it wasn't a thing that I even knew existed. Did you know? Did I ever tell you that I had an IQ sense long before Chefman, Chef IQ, partnered with the show? They were about floored whenever they reached out. They said, hey, you should try one of these. And I burst out laughing. I said, try one? That's what I've been using for a couple of years. The things are miraculous. You put the thermometer in your meat. And you throw it in the oven or on the smoker or whatever, and you never open the oven again. You never open the check. You don't open the smoker. You don't need any of that stuff. Your phone will tell you when it's done. The app has recipes if you want to use those. You put in what you're cooking. Tell it the temp, or it'll tell you what temp. And you say, boop, sounds good. Walk away. Go to the freaking store. Go to the ball game. They'll tell you when it's done. You want 15% off? Go to chefiq.com, code Jesse, and get one of these things. They sell them in singles or doubles, triples. I think they even have quadruples. I use the double, but whatever you want. chefiq.com, code Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Are you interested in stopping savages from being elected in this country? State after state, city after city, they're in the Congress, they're in the Senate, mayors, nut jobs like, well, Mandani in New York City. Tell you what, I'm going to play you really quickly a Mandani ad. This is a real ad. Just tell me what you notice here.
बात ये नहीं है कि मैं क्या बनूंगा, बात ये है कि मैं क्या करूंगा हमारे कम्युनिटीज के लिए और हर एक न्यूयॉर्कर के लिए. मैं हमारे शहर को अफोर्डेबल बनाऊंगा. न्यूयॉर्कर्स मुश्किल से
Yeah. That's not fake. I didn't make that up. I swear Jewish producer Chris didn't come up with that in his little lab. That's a real ad. There are two things, as I mentioned, that are producing evil people sitting in positions of power in this country. The first thing is the university system. We just covered that. The next thing is the mass importation of foreigners. Now, this is where we have to talk about something that gets uncomfortable, because people will attempt to discuss this issue in a way that doesn't make them sound mean. It doesn't make them sound like they're telling somebody no, or it sound like they're telling somebody they're not welcome. So when you discuss immigration, people will generally be like, yeah, illegal immigration. We got to stop it all. All the illegal immigration. Okay. Yeah, I think that's a given. That's a given, but legal immigration has done as much damage to the United States of America as illegal immigration. That's a fact. Because our legal immigration system is not handled the right way. I'm totally fine with people immigrating to the United States of America legally, as long as it's never done in mass, We don't gather up 10,000 here, 50,000 there, never, ever, ever done in mass. As long as it takes a long time and an unbelievable amount of vetting and testing, as long as there are systems put into place to ensure the new arrivals are going to be loyal American citizens, and it's rare, then I'm fine with it. But that's not at all how legal immigration is handled in the United States of America. Democrats and Republicans, cannot stress that enough, Democrats and Republicans, oh, they'll love to talk about illegal immigration. Well, we'll set aside Democrats. Republicans love to talk about illegal immigration. Yeah, we got to stop these illegals. Build the wall. Yeah, we'll deport them. Well, at least the criminals. But man, oh man, oh man. Do they absolutely adore legal immigration? Because their big business donors adore legal immigration. Yeah, you're right, Jesse. Yeah, build the wall. Yeah, deport all those illegals. Absolutely. Hey, by the way, I need a I need 500 H-1B visa approvals for my company. I'm trying to save some money. Got to save on the bottom line, and you can hire those guys from India for pennies on the dollar. Hey, Jesse, do you mind? That's how the GOP runs. And so we have places in this country that don't resemble America. And that's not supposed to be that way. It's not supposed to be that way. You shouldn't hear, and I don't care if this offends you at all, you should never hear the Muslim call to prayer in an American city. Islam is not America's religion. I have no problem if there are Muslims here. Actually, I have Muslim friends, as a matter of fact. But the Islamic call to prayer should never happen in an American city. It happens in Minneapolis. Do you know why? The mass importation, legal mass importation of foreigners has turned Minneapolis into an Islamic city. It's a fact. But people don't like to talk about that, and here's why. A variety of reasons, but one of the reasons why is people still have this obsession with being nice, and they want to be seen as nice, and they want to be known as nice. And you know what's not nice? You know what's not nice at all? Telling somebody, no, you're not welcome. Nope. This is a private club. This is a private affair. You are not welcome. Go away. People don't like that. People don't think that sounds nice. They don't think that sounds Christian, which is an absurd view of what the Bible says. But they, oh, it's not Christian. That's not what Jesus would say. I want to be a nice person. No, surely everybody can come here. No, bring me. You're tired and you're poor and you're wretched. You're wretched, huddled masses. No, bring me everybody. Everyone can come in. Nobody gets told no. I'm really nice. Yeah? You ever been in a place where everyone's welcome? You ever been in a amusement park, arcade, something like that, when it's half price day, no cover charge? How was it? How was the crowd? No, we should have standards for everything. And you know what's so hypocritical about the people who pretend to be nice about that? You have standards for who you let inside of your house or your apartment, wherever you live, don't you? You have standards. Everyone's not welcome. Why do you have standards? Because you love it. You love the things in it. You love the people in it. And because you love it, because of your love for it, you have standards for who is allowed to access it. Now, do you love your country? I have said often, there are a million different opinions on every issue, from taxes, abortion, or whatever. But if you really, truly want to understand, if you want to gauge somebody's love of the United States of America, talk to them about immigration, and you'll find out everything you need to know. Because you can pretend about a whole lot of other issues, but if you want America to be an all-access club where everybody can join, especially if I can pay them a little less than I did before, you hate the country as much as Democrats do. That's a fact. If we do not stop the mass importation of foreigners in this country, we will never be able to address people like this getting elected to our most important city.
बात ये है कि मैं क्या करूंगा हमारे कम्युनिटीज के लिए और हर एक न्यूयॉर्कर के लिए। मैं हमारे शहर को अफोर्डेबल बनाऊंगा। न्यूयॉर्कर्स मुश्किल से अफोर्ड कर रहे हैं रोटी।
It's time to stop. The club is closed. All right, we're off this. Talk about people getting tortured in an apartment complex. Oh, look at this. A Democrat wants to train illegals how to avoid ICE. Next.
On Newsworld World Podcast, we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. And I ask my guests how they're spending their 4th of July. Brett Baer.
I will be working. I'll be in Washington because it's a big, big day.
Jared Isaacman.
I plan to be flying in an F-5 fighter jet painted in Freedom 250 colors along with four other fighter jets flying over the nation's capital.
Listen to Newt's World on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.